This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we are halfway home on a Tuesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I'm Woodsy. That's Paulie. That's Ben Higgins, friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Every day when I'm on this show with these guys, I realize that I just do everything the wrong way. Everything I do is wrong. Like, I just am just a rube. I just get taken advantage of, and I'm just an idiot. I did actually sign up this morning, by the way, because I was driving to work, and it said, I wanted to watch the Dodgers-Cubs game as I was driving to work. Put it up on my, you know, my little magnet and have the game on. So I went to my MLB app, and they said, you need to renew for the season. It's $150. Okay, so I did. And then I went to put the game on, and it's blacked out.
Because it was on Fox.
It was on Fox. So I went to the Fox app. They weren't showing it either. And so I went to my Contour app, because that's my car. They said, no, you have to be watching on your home internet.
They weren't showing it on the Fox app? Because that's
no,
how I watched it.
It was not on the Fox app this morning. Driving, it wouldn't let me. It had, like, highlights and stuff, but it didn't have
I had that game through my Bluetooth in my car. Because I noticed, I thought it was weird. We were just talking about the game real quick. I thought it was weird that Jason Benetti and AJ Pierzynski were calling the game.
Yeah, I thought that was odd too.
Game one.
But then I saw
Fox.
I think in LA Sportsnet, Joe Davis was on it, because I did see a highlight of, I heard a highlight of Joe Davis puking into the mic talking about the Dodgers. So I thought.
Just to be clear, not complaining that I didn't have to listen to Joe Davis. But I was surprised. I was like, they're the Fox number one team, John Smoltz and Joe Davis.
Yeah.
I would have thought, I don't know, opening day, big international contest or whatever. I would have thought you had your number one crew there. But
so,
Jason Benetti and AJ Pierzynski were doing it remotely.
I dropped $150 this morning just for another streaming app. And I didn't even get to watch the game. So I'm doing things wrong. And then Pauly just let us know that he's taking a week off in May around Memorial Day. It's his favorite holiday. He's mentioned that before. We've joked about it, right? It's like the most...
He goes hard.
It's like the most somber day. It's the most somber day of the year, right? And We think about all the
Memorial Gras for Pauly.
Yes, Memorial Gras, as he calls it in his private moments.
I'll be here
on the day,
honoring those that have served
and lost their lives
right. On Monday, and then it's party time.
He plans, and so he's planned a trip around Memorial Day. That's how hard he goes. He needs 5 days for Memorial Day. And I said, where are you going? And he said, I'm going to Vegas. And I said, sick.
You go every year for your anniversary.
Yep. And he said, I got really cheap flights, and I got suites comped at the Cosmo. I said, excuse me?
High roller.
And I said, how did you get suites comped at the Cosmo?
He's a baller.
I have never had one never. I've never had a comp omelet. I've never had a comp. I've had a free Captain and Coke sitting at the table, but everybody gets those. I've never had a comp suite. I've never had a comped breakfast. Nothing. I've been to Vegas 1,000 times. I go, what? How'd you get? How much money did you guys gamble that they comp? What are you, Rain Man?
Like, it's not all about gambling, though.
Did you sign up for a player's card?
No.
Well, there you go. How do you expect to just get stuff?
So here's the thing.
Think about it this way.
I just went.
When you go to Jersey Mike's,
yes.
Do you get the punch card for your sandwiches?
No.
I
have the login.
Okay, you log in and get your free points.
So if you didn't have that, you can't just walk in and be like, I come here every day.
I've been here 10 times.
Hang on.
Where's my free sandwich? They need to track it before they can give you free things.
But hang on. Both of you, fun boys. Both of you. Paulie said, we don't even gamble that much. It's the meals and all the stuff that we get. I go, oh, I didn't know this.
If you book a room through an MGM resort.
I just booked a room at MGM. We just booked a room. We were at MGM.
You probably should have a player's card.
Why do I need a... It's in the computer.
An MGM card. Now, it's kind of fun to just get you riled up. I think you can go, if you have a receipt, when you sign up, you go to the desk.
He's not going
to
do that.
You sign up. They can go through your history. If you have like receipts or whatever, then they can give you the credit.
You're telling me you guys got comp suites for the money you spent at the restaurants in there, for the gambling,
it's not even at the Cosmo. You can go to Park MGM.
Sure.
And go to, you know, Best Friend for dinner, but it's
like
an MGM
Marriott
resort.
Points, right? I mean, this is MGM, but...
Yeah,
like,
but Marriott points, it's in the computer.
You still have to sign up and have a Marriott Rewards,
you know, the Bonvoy or whatever it's called.
You have to sign up and have them track it first. It's nothing's automatic in life. At the very least, you got to put in your phone number somewhere. You have to track.
I'm sure we did.
My
wife made the rest.
We can
of
be
it.
Staying.
So this is her. What you're telling me is this her fault?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Pretty much.
You can stay at the Cosmo and go get dinner at Bellagio or Park MGM or whatever other MGM resort. You bring the receipt back. You just charge it to your account or whatever. You bring the receipt to the desk and they'll credit you for those points. You get points.
Or
on,
maybe.
I have no idea.
Maybe she's just hoarding all of the points.
Now that is also
for a future vacation with her girlfriends.
With her girlfriends. That's also
pretty much what I do at home because I handle all of the discounts and club stuff and everything. So I, of course, take advantage of all of the freebies at the end because I'm the one who tracks it all.
I mean, that's how they get you to come back is by...
It's brand loyalty, yeah.
Where you're going to go somewhere where you can... trip now in May, we'll pay for the next trip, essentially. I mean, I got a flash sale on Southwest Airlines. It was like $49 a flight. So call it $200 in change for the flights, and then I had to pay resort fees for 4 nights in a best suite I've ever stayed in Vegas. It was a total of, I think, $120. So we're looking at about $330. I got 4 nights
Incredible.
In a suite.
I just
and then everywhere we go to
constantly.
Dinner, you get points for all of that.
I constantly.
If you
just,
go to a Caesars property, you're screwed.
Do you know how much money I spent at MGM with my kids there? Probably, do you have any idea how much money we spent in Vegas? I told you. I've been on benders that lasted 3 days. I spent a fraction on those trips.
So if you're
because you don't eat,
if you go to brunch or something downstairs in your hotel, charge it to your room.
Oh.
Because then it goes right to your account and you get those points.
But I got to go sign up for this card and present my card.
It takes less than five minutes.
It's easy.
You get my driver's license.
Absolutely.
You get a card. Easy. I think I've got, just keep it right here.
For what I spent in Vegas, they should give me a floor of room, like a floor.
They
of
might,
rooms.
Actually. They actually might if you let them track it.
I went and looked at my credit card bills after that trip. I'm like, how did this happen? I didn't gamble at all. I did. Actually, I put like a $20. I was waiting on my buddy Jack to come down and say hello. I put a $20 bill in a slot machine. I lost it. And I was done.
Okay, so you take that card that they give you.
Put it in.
When you sit down, there's a slot.
You put it in,
and it says, welcome, Paul, and it shows you your points.
But what I'm saying is I spent an ungodly amount of money. I gambled for 30 seconds, $20. But the money I spent at the restaurants, all the other stuff, I could have gotten a whole...
Yep.
That $200 meal at Johnny Rockets could have been right on your points.
Yeah, exactly what it
Ronnie
was.
Jockets.
Like
Ronnie
Jockets.
We upgraded to the suite again at the Cosmo, but when I was looking at the comps and we were booking this a couple months ago, I mean, I could have stayed for like 2 weeks at, you know, New York, New York or something.
I'm taking the month of August
off. I'm just going to be in Vegas next month.
God, I'm the worst. I am the absolute worst. Money just flying out of my wallet.
I think you guys talked about, Brandon asked in the chat if I have to pay for my luggage now on Southwest. I think you guys talked about that when I was sick last week. That was like the major outroar across the country.
Yeah, paying for luggage.
From what I saw, that was for flights booked. Like starting like June 1 or something.
Yeah, we're getting close, but we're not there yet.
Your wife just said that you could move into Luxor.
Yeah, I can own the Luxor.
The friggin' Rindel suite at the Luxor, which pass, a hard pass on that. Benny was texting us yesterday. He was out at lunch with his boys. And you ran across, this is typically something that happens to me.
Well, you know me, always looking for a good deal. And my boys like it as well. So we go, lunch special, $12. We go to a Himalayan Kitchen in Encinitas. Really good. It's Indian food, but it's really good. I know it's not your favorite, but you get a bowl of soup. You get two choices of entrees and a big basket of their naan bread. $12 lunch special. Can't beat it. Nice people who run the place. So we go there, you know, once a month or so. And I had lunch with my two boys. So we go into the restaurant. It's Monday, so it's not crowded. And I only really see one other person as we're walking in. So they put us down at the booth. Now, he is by himself on the booth on the other side of the partition.
Yeah.
So I can't really see him.
You just hear him.
But I hear him. And he is talking loudly, I believe, on his Bluetooth phone. He's having a very... He has a very announcer deep voice, and he is projecting loudly this conversation. And I can't help but overhear. I'm not normally a nosy eavesdropper, but there's no choice.
Can't avoid it.
His voice is booming throughout the whole restaurant.
That's not eavesdropping. That's just sitting at a restaurant, somebody's talking
loud. Existing.
So what I gleaned, he was an older guy wearing a New York Giants hat. And I gleaned that he is a comedian with like a one-man show. And he was like pitching it to some sort of talent scout or agent. And he was actually doing like his routine.
No way.
During lunch, just sitting at his own booth, having his lunch at his table. And going through his whole act. Like, yeah, kids today, they really organized with all their data and PDAs and everything. But they're also really lazy. I mean, I see kids today, they actually schedule when they're getting high, like 7 o'clock tonight, smoke weed. It's like he's going through his entire...
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
His entire act, and he's just going on for like... And then he's trying to schedule. Oh, I'll see you at the Seinfeld show that's coming up next, later this month. I think Jerry's coming and doing with Jim Gaffigan at one of the casinos in town. So he's like talking about... I don't know if he knows him or not, or he's just has tickets and he's going and he's talking and talking. Finally, he's wrapping up. He's gone on for like 10 minutes. And I'm going... We're literally the only other three people in the restaurant at this point. You have just absolutely been the entire show.
Are the show.
I thought at some point he'll realize we're right here and like quiet it down a little. No. This is how he ends his conversation with whoever he's talking to. You want to hear the most racist joke I know?
Oh, my God. Jesus. Oh, no.
Then, of course, he tells it just as loud as
how bad was
me.
It?
Pretty bad.
All right, turn the mics off. Turn the mics up.
Yeah, I don't like this. Oh, my God. Oh, my.
He said this out loud in public.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was wild. I mean, it was absolutely wild.
I'm still mad, even without that last joke.
Yeah. Right.
I'm still mad that you, because you told us about this. You texted us as it was happening, and me and Woods both, within seconds, are like, get audio. I'll do anything.
I started kind of recording. My son goes, I think that's illegal in California. He goes,
true.
He goes, you're probably right. I shouldn't just record his his phone conversation, at least his side of his phone conversation, without his knowledge and approval.
Now, I said, get him on. I said, talk to him and leave him your number and have him on the show. To have him do his bit. If you're listening, sir, you have an open platform anytime you want. Well, actually, now that I've heard, that was before I knew he was in the KKK.
His name was Tim or Tom or something.
Just relax. Let's not dox him either.
I don't know his last name.
Get suspended here, but oh my gosh. Marissa says it's legal if it's in a public place. I don't know if that's true.
could you not like pretend you were recording something else? And it just, if you happen to so hear
him. Well, it's true. I mean, you can just be recording your own conversation.
That's
true. If he happens to be so loud that, you know, he bleeds over into yours,
like, you're not going
to
believe what it sounded like when Ben was eating lunch yesterday.
I recorded the guy at the supermarket that's saying, you know, it's a shame.
That's true.
I recorded him.
All right. That's not illegal.
All right.
I guess if you're on the other end of the phone conversation, not telling the person
that's
recording.
That's true.
That's illegal. But just doing it in public, they're talking in public. It's on them.
So did you get a sense of where he left it?
I'm not sure.
With the exactly. I can't believe he did his whole act.
Yeah, he was just going through the act. Like, this is how I sell myself.
Was it, besides that terrible joke that
he said he'd been in the business, you know, 35 years or something, been doing this for a long time.
And he's at a Himalayan kitchen on
he said,
Monday.
You know me, I'm cheap. I like a good deal. So here I am.
It's like your spirit animal. Exactly. Bad jokes and cheap meals. It's like your total spirit animal. Was any of his stuff any good? Because the schedule to smoke weed is one of the worst bits I've ever heard.
Not really.
Didn't
no,
sound
not
great.
Good.
Not really.
Man,
I didn't do an out loud guffaw.
No.
At least
all
while
right.
I was
well,
sitting
you know,
there.
You, nothing. You didn't get tickled at all.
Mm-mm.
Especially that last one.
No.
Jeez. I don't know if you can tell that one on stage, buddy.
I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't.
So, that was my lunch yesterday.
That's more exciting than mine. I'll tell you that.
Got my points, though, for, you know,
for Himalayan. Yeah. You have comps there, too?
Well, I mean, pretty much everywhere has a loyalty club
now. It bugs me. I think maybe that's why I don't do it all the time. I think it bothers me, but then I like to complain about it when I don't get free sweets at the Cosmo for a month. So, who's the dummy now? All right.
All right. We need a contestant for Take on Woods. If you'd like to join us and qualify for our grand prize drawing to Las Vegas, maybe you'll see Pauly there.
You probably will, actually.
During this week, you can
only
take
around
on
my beloved Memorial Day.
Take on Woods in our musical trivia contest.
Memorial Gras.
288-0973. 833-288-0973. Well, we'll play our game coming up next. UV Tier 1 for a chance to go to Las Vegas.
Got my ass kicked yesterday, too.
You did. You did. We'll see how you do. So you can call in now. Right now, though, I'll tell you about Prize Picks. I jumped the gun a little bit earlier, but hey, we had baseball on this morning. I think baseball is the best way to play Prize Picks because it's every night, and you can set lineups from players on different teams, whether you're watching Fernando Tatis Jr. or Manny Machado. Hey, more or less than 1.5 total bases, or Luis Arraez, more or less than 1.5 hits. You can set your own lineup with Prize Picks. All you have to do is log on to the app. Very easy to download. And when you do, make sure you use our code KWFN. You're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. So $50 free when you play your first $5 lineup by using the code KWFN at Prize Picks. After that, you're just setting lineups between 2 and 6 players together. If you win, you can win big, up to 1,000 times your cash, running your game all baseball season long on Prize Picks. It's easy to upload and download cash, Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, if you're depositing, and withdrawals. I have won. I have taken money out. It comes back to me very quickly. Within about like 15 minutes, I see it right back into my account. So 10 million users, very reputable, doing this in 30 or more states now. It's legal here in California. All you have to do is sign up. Again, go to the website, prizepicks.com. Download the app today. At Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for more details.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Adam just came in and said, well, I can't believe you bought the MLB package. We have a station one that you can use. First I've heard of it.
All three of us.
All three.
Since
Excuse
when?
Me? Since when? Oh, we've had it for years. Well, why haven't I ever been told about it? I just dropped $150.
I didn't know about that either, actually.
Nobody did. Oh, everyone knows. Everyone uses it. Everyone but us.
And then he said he's going to buy us the MLS package as well.
Already bought it.
Paid for that, too.
230 right there. Back in my pocket. It's cool, man. Just made of money. It's no big deal. It's fine.
You have the loyalty card, though, so you can get, you know, buy five MLB packages, get the next one free.
I mean, he said we've had it for 3 years. We've been here for 6 years. I've never heard that.
I've used yours.
Yeah.
We'll go in the next morning sometimes, we'll pull
get
some sound from a game that happened or
oh
whatever.
God, dude.
I didn't know. Yeah, it's news to me.
3 years, he said we've had it.
Got the inklings of a Padres trade possibility.
What?
That I want to bring up.
Oh, is this a fake
point.
Trade?
It's not a fake trade. It's a real idea.
Well, hold on. Is it a rumor or is
no,
this
no.
a Ben?
This is, this is my own.
All right.
My own idea.
Love these.
Maybe we can discuss it. Sam Levitt's going to join us at the bottom of the hour, and we are confirmed for the head coach Steve Fisher, the architect of the San Diego State basketball program, going to join us here on First Four Tuesday, coming up at 9 o'clock. This morning to talk about SDSU hoops. So that's all coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, though, it is time for today's game of Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on
Woods.
Take on
Woods.
All right. Is this David?
Speaking. Good morning.
David, welcome to Take on Woods. How are you doing this morning?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. All right. Woods has left the studio, so you're going to go head-to-head. Five questions of musical trivia. If you beat or tie him, we'll put you into our grand prize monthly drawing for 2 tickets to Alanis Morissette at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, 2-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Go to Ticketmaster.com to get your own tickets. We will give you the advantage of picking the category. Here are your choices. We've got This Ends Tonight, 5 song titles ending the word tonight. The End Is Now, 1970s edition, song titles ending with the word now, all from the 70s. And our new category today, Right Answers Only, all song titles that begin with the word right. So This Ends Tonight, The End Is Now, or Right Answers Only, David?
How about Right Answers Only?
Right Answers Only. I hope you, for your sake, you give Right Answers Only in our category of song titles that begin with the word right. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many of the five as possible. If you don't know one, you can say pass. We'll come back to it at the end if there is time. First question is the 2-second song. Polly's going to play the music. You need to give me the song title and the artist to score that point. David, are you ready to play?
Let's play.
All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Again, the category is Right Answers Only. Song titles beginning with the word right. David, your time begins when Paul plays our music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Right now, Van Halen.
Correct. Following up Baker Street, Jerry Rafferty sings It's Been You, Woman, in which song that became his second most successful hit in 1978?
Pass.
Which 2010 top 10 hit by rapper Lil Wayne also served as the theme song for the show HBO's Ballers?
Pass.
The British alt-rock band Jesus Jones had their biggest international hit with which 1990 historically-minded song?
Right Here, Right Now.
Correct. Barbara Streisand turned down which Richard Marx written song in 1988, so he recorded it himself that became his most enduring classic love song.
Pass.
Right, following up Baker Street, Jerry Rafferty sings It's Been You, Woman, in which song that became his second most successful hit in 1978?
Right Here.
Incorrect. Which 2010 top 10 hit by rapper Lil Wayne also serves as the theme song for the HBO TV series Ballers?
Ah.
All right, well, we got two. We got Right Now by Van Halen and Right Here,
it's
Right Now. Jesus Jones. The answers you didn't get. Right Down the Line by Jerry Rafferty. Right Above It by Lil Wayne. And Right Here Waiting by Richard Marx. I think, hang on the line, David. I think Woods is good for at least 3 or 4 here, but I was surprised yesterday. All right, David is locked in with his score. Woods returns. doesn't know the category, makes it definitely tougher. 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on David.
Right Now by Van Halen.
Correct. Following up Baker Street, Jerry Rafferty sings It's Been You, Woman, in which song that became his second
right
most
down the line.
10 top 10 hit by rapper Lil Wayne, also served as the theme song for the HBO TV series Ballers.
Right on.
Incorrect. The British alt-rock band Jesus Jones had their biggest...
Right Here, Right Now.
Correct. Barbara Streisand turned down which Richard Marx-written song in 1988, so he recorded it himself. It became his most enduring classic love song.
Right Here, Waiting
Correct.
For You.
Correct. 4 out of 5, and that is a 4-2 win. I correctly said 3 or 4 for Woods on this one.
Yeah.
Right above it is the one both of
right
you
above it.
Could not get, and then you got here, Right Here, Waiting, and Right Down the Line, one of my favorites.
Mine
by
too.
Jerry Rafferty.
It's Been You.
Woman.
Right down the line. Why does he do that? Jerry, why did you do that in your
woman.
Song?
It's the word.
It's
woman.
Been you, woman, right? But he says, woman.
Woman.
Woman. It's a jam, though.
I do like that one.
Two really good songs from him. Like, really.
And after that, not much.
All right.
Hey, you got the two.
You got the two, dude.
It's better than most.
Man.
All right.
Feels good to win.
Let's take a timeout, because when we come back, we'll head out to Peoria, Arizona, be joined by Sammy Levitt. We might have some time for some of that Gavin Sheets sound from the Gwynn and Chris program yesterday, and we'll give away those Padres tickets I've been promising to the series against the Cleveland Guardians and Jackson Merrill bobblehead night. That's all coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, first, I want to tell you guys about the wonders that that have occurred in my life because of QC Kinetics. As I leave here today, we'll be off to the gym where my trainer will absolutely beat me senseless and make me lift very heavy weights. I couldn't do it, man, a couple of years ago at all. Couldn't lift 5 pounds. My wrists were they felt like they were shattered. I had no idea what was going on. I was very panicked about it. Went to QC Kinetics. I was skeptical when I walked in. I was skeptical after the first treatment, right? But I went back, kept going back. Got 5 treatments on each wrist. My wrists are so strong, good to go. Look, it's been a total game changer in my life. If you're walking around with pain in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, your back, other joints, trouble sleeping, trouble walking, if you're missing out on walking and golfing and jogging and lifting weights, playing baseball, whatever it is that you love to do, you're a great candidate. All right, call them today, 619-614-PAIN. They got 2 locations, 1 in Torrey Hills, 1 in Hillcrest. You'll get a free consultation, learn how the latest advances in regenerative medicine can get you lasting pain relief just like it did for me, with no drugs, no surgery, and no downtime. 619-614-PAIN. They are QC Kinetics, and they are fantastic. 619-614-PAIN. Let them know Woodsy sent you.
Don't forget, you can join 97.3 The Fan at Dave and Buster's in Mission Valley this Friday as we broadcast live all day long in celebration of the biggest college hoops tournament of the year. We're going to kick things off with our show at 6 a.m., followed by Braden and Gwynn and Chris. Then, wrapping up the day with a Scraby show at 6, there's going to be a breakfast burrito station, drink specials on mimosas, Bloody Marys, and beer. Throughout the day, if you want to combine them together, you can have a bloody beer, Woods, and a basketball shooting competition, hourly raffle giveaways. Join us at Dave and Buster's, 2931 Camino del Rio North, next Friday for a full day of fun with your favorite.
Hey, you like a bloody beer, Jerry?
Combine them together for a bloody beer.
I'm going to pass.
Well, they have all the ingredients, obviously.
I am absolutely.
Make a Bloody Mary and you can have a beer. You can have your bloody beer.
Hey, you like a bloody beer, Jerry?
Beer and tomato juice.
Beer and tomato juice.
It's called a Michelada.
It's delicious.
All right. I told you I had a trade possibility. Let's bring in Sam Levitt.
Oh, no.
From the Peoria Sports Complex. This is would not be a blockbuster trade. This is the kind of trade you actually see quite often at the end of spring training, when one organization has a need and another organization has a glut and a player that they might lose on waivers, that they're out of options. So, Sammy, good morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. So I saw yesterday that the Tigers sent Jace Young down to the minors.
Yep.
And they are pretty thin at third base. He was like their leading candidate.
Manny Machado,
you know,
to the Tigers.
No, I was thinking more like
Eddie Rosario
to the Tigers. You know, just to pick up a double A, you know, some minor league prospect. You know, you don't want to give away Eggie for nothing if you don't have to. But it's looking less and less likely, Sam, that he's got a spot on this roster, considering the competition we were talking about yesterday for those last spots.
Yeah, I think it's one of the real hard decisions the Padres are going to have to make is what to do with Taylor Wade is in the same boat. Another guy that is out of options. Those two guys are out of options. So there are some pretty serious consequences if you don't put them on the opening day roster. And Ben, I tend to agree with you. I think, you know, if they don't think that Eggie's going to be on there, then I think that certainly opens up that possibility. I don't think it's a crazy idea at all to look for teams that need a guy who can play third, who can play second, who can maybe play some outfield, whatever they might need, however Eggie might fit, and think that that might be a possible trade scenario. But I do think it's going to be one of the more fascinating parts of this whole situation here in Peoria, where there are so many guys playing well. There are so many tough decisions to make. You know, if I'm the Padres, I would hate to lose Eggie. I really would. I at least know Eggie can hit left-handed pitching. I know Eggie can play multiple defensive positions, and it would hurt, I think, out of all these guys, to lose Eggie Rosario, because I do think he's got some things that you really, really like. And I think he's somebody the Padres, you know, like, quite a bit. So, we're going to see, but I don't think it's a crazy idea, Ben, and it's another interesting little element in this whole conversation.
My prediction, he'll be traded, but somehow end up back with the Padres in a year or two anyway.
That's a good point.
That's what A.J. Preller does.
I said it last week. I think we were talking to you. I said I still feel a trade is coming. Now, it could be something of the level of an Eggie Rosario type move, but you know, there's a couple other guys that are making a strong case, and of course we spent our morning yesterday really in shock that Yuli Gurriel is going to make this roster. Of course, goes out, hits a bomb, drives in four, tells us all to shove it. Great, I do it do it for 162. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming when it happened. I texted our pal Jesse Agler. I just said, "LOL, my friend." Because I had talked to Jesse and I said I'm a little surprised by this. He said you shouldn't be. They think that he can be, you know, potentially this year's Donovan Solano, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And hey, listen, if it works out, great. I'm always happy to look like a fool. I am really surprised though that this spring training has gone down without one single trade. Nothing. I mean, A.J. Preller, the wheeler and dealer, deals from a position of surplus in a lot of times. Sometimes doesn't deal from a
position
of surplus.
The whole offseason, right?
It's just been dead.
Has he made a single trade since the season ended?
I don't think so.
He did acquire Ron Marinaccio.
Marinaccio.
Right. There you go.
Yep. So, I mean, I'm really surprised.
Did he do one for a player for player? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah. That's the cash for player, right?
I don't think
so. That's not a trade. That's buying a player.
That's buying a player. Yeah. It's wild to me, Sammy, and I'm sure it's not for a lack of trying. I'm sure he's been working the phones. And again, if you're looking and you see, you've got some potential guys. Oscar Gonzalez, who does nothing but just catch barrels, Sammy. We could lose him, and that would feel like a blow, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, it certainly feels like there are going to be potentially multiple deserving people that are left off this roster. I told you yesterday I was not surprised about the Hayward thing at all. I was a little bit more surprised about what Kevin Acey had to say about Yuli Gurriel. But look, that's kind of been their track record as a front office, as an organization, that they will give opportunities to veteran established players and see what they have. And I think, you know, some of this may just come down to who's out of options and who isn't. Again, it's an interesting part of the Wade situation, an interesting part of the Eggie situation. You know, Connor Joe has options. I mean, I know it would sound crazy for Connor Joe to sign a major league deal and show up here and potentially, you know, not make the opening day roster, but he is a guy who has options. So, look, I think there is part of it where it may just come down to decisions like that, like who has options, who doesn't. I think it's one of the many, many factors that plays into this whole thing. So, look, I'm not shocked at the Gurriel part of this. I'm not. I don't think he gives you a ton of versatility defensively, obviously. Like, he's going to play some first base and he's going to DH. So I do think you lose a little bit of that with him on the roster. But it wouldn't shock me for the Padres to want to see what they have in a Gurriel before they make a further decision. Because, look, the reality is that if somebody like that is on your opening day roster and the first month, month and a half, 2 months just isn't going well, and it's a la Matt Carpenter, it's a la Nelson Cruz, you can always move on. Now, of course, if you put them on the opening day roster, you may be, you know, limiting yourself what you can do with some of these guys that are out of options. And, you know, I also think the other part of this that it is interesting and should be talked about is look, obviously I think these are collaborative decisions in that front office and with that coaching staff, but you just never know what those conversations are like in the sense of, you know, yeah, from a baseball ops standpoint, a front office standpoint, a baseball-y type part of it. Like, yeah, would it make more sense to put this guy on instead of this veteran 40-year-old? Probably. But you may have people in that room, you know, banging the table and saying, no, you know, we want this guy. We want to see what he is, and he's going to be important for such and such reason, and we need to give him a shot at the start of the year. And I think that's something that, you know, maybe hard to swallow from like a baseball standpoint, from a spring training performance standpoint, but I do think is something that is probably a real thing that happens.
Sammy, let's talk about the pitching competition for the final starter's job again. We've talked about it many times, but getting a little clarity, Matt Waldron, he's out for now, so, you know, he may see some time in the big leagues, but not at the start of the season. So it's down to Kyle Hart, who you talked to after his last start. It's Randy Vasquez, who's kind of bounced back, and I want to hear more about that in the backfields since he struggled in some Cactus League outings. And then tonight, big night for Stephen Kolick, back on the mound against the Giants in Scottsdale. Will we have more clarity, perhaps, after this evening?
I don't know. I don't know if clarity is the right word. We're coming down the stretch here. Look, I'll go through them one by one. Stephen Kolick, it's big night for him on the road. I would assume against a good Giants lineup for a night game in Scottsdale. It's a big night for him. And Stephen Kolick has been really good, whether it's been on the backfields, whether it's been in the Cactus League games. It's been really impressive, and he's got a real, real shot to take this fifth starter spot. But I think the other two guys are really in the mix. I mean, Kyle Hart, I thought, looked pretty good the other day. You know, he ran into some trouble, got out of some innings, said, you know, he bit a little bit finer. It's probably even a deeper outing and a better line. And certainly he thinks that he's going to be built up to the point where, you know, first turn through the rotation, he'll be able to give the Padres what they need. And then, you know, look, if you were looking for Mike Schilt, or for anybody there to, you know, basically kind of move away from Randy Vasquez and sound different about Randy Vasquez, that's not the sense I get at all. I mean, I've heard about this triple A outing, these five scoreless innings that Randy has that put together a handful of days ago. I've heard about him like five times. Okay. So clearly it made an impact. And look, again, when these things, you know, again, I think it's a similar conversation when you talk about some of the position player battles. Like, you know, they know what Randy is, right? And will there be an argument to go with kind of what you know rather than really what you don't in Hart and Kolick and starting at the major league level? It would not shock me if the Padres decided for at least the start of the year that Randy's going to make a start every fifth day. It would not shock me. You know, look, I think there's very interesting questions to see what they do with the rest of this staff with no Hoeing and no Reynolds and, you know, and now Johnny Brito dealing with forearm discomfort, tightness, whatever they called it. Look, I'm kind of fascinated to see what those final two spots in the bullpen are going to look like too. And I know this is not rotation related, but it kind of is if they want to take a Hart or a Kolick and potentially put them there, because right now, as far as the six guys that you think are for sure in that bullpen, I don't know, like, none of those guys are going to be your quote unquote mop up guys. And especially the early part of the year where guys aren't built all the way up. Like, if you have a starter that struggles early on and goes 3+ innings, I kind of am wondering, okay, well, who comes in to get some bulk?
Yeah, no
right?
doubt.
And Ron Marinaccio the other day pitched 2 innings. Juan Nunez, who is a Rule 5 selection, pitched 2 innings the other day. Like, is it out of the possibility that one of those guys could be asked to go multiple innings? Heck, I was even looking at the box score from the game in Tempe the other day. They got Logan Gillespie going 3 innings in relief the other day. I'm just saying, like, that's something I would be thinking about. Like, hey, don't we need like one guy who can at least eat up some innings early in the year? I know they have the off days, but that's a bit of a fascinating part of this with the fifth starter spot and the final two bullpen spots. But I do think, back to your original question, Kolick, Hart, and Vasquez are very, very much still in the mix, and it's a big night for Stephen Kolick.
Well, we always like to put everything in a neat little box, right? And say, oh, this is my seventh, this is my eighth, this is my ninth. We all know, though, the way that baseball is run today, it's going to be fluid. That's one thing we can count on. It's going to be fluid. We asked Ruben I asked Ruben last year, I said, how long does it take you till you kind of get a sense? He goes, about a month. It takes about a month. And after a month, you kind of know, all right, this is where we need him. He's a high leverage guy. He's a low leverage guy. Now, I did feel like some got a little longer leashes last year in high leverage. That's going to happen too. But it's going to be fluid. I mean, if you see Ron Marinaccio as a long guy in April, doesn't mean he's going to be there in June. You know what I mean? He could be the eighth inning guy for all you know. It just depends on who separates himself. Think about Jeremiah Estrada last year. Jeremiah Estrada was like, try to get him some work when we can. And then it was like, Jesus, this guy could close for us.
And think about Wandy Peralta.
Yeah,
he was like the eighth inning guy to start the year.
Then it was like, let's get this guy some work at some point in the blowout. But it's going to be fluid. I can't panic too much about it right now. I do feel like I can panic a little bit about the left field situation and about the catching situation. I have been panicked about it. I feel like I can continue to panic about that, Sammy.
Yeah, I think the catching one in particular is pretty tough. Look, what is Elias Diaz going to be offensively? I don't know. I mean, I think it'll hopefully be better than what it's been so far in spring. And again, it's one of those things. I'm not going to overreact to what you see in spring.
I mean, Manny's batting .150 right now in spring. I'm not too worried about him, you know, because I kind of know what it's going to look like at the end.
Correct. I mean, you know, look, Martin Maldonado hasn't shown me any big signs in spring that he's going to, you know, jump his batting average 100 points this year. Campy had the home run yesterday, albeit late in the game, in what was the longest spring training game in history after the invention of the pitch clock. you know, I don't know. I mean, would it be shocking to me if Maldonado's on this team? It wouldn't. Again, is it one of those situations a la, you know, a Gurriel, you know, where, hey, let's run with it to start the year and let's see kind of what we got? I mean, it could be. You know, Campy does have options. So we'll see. But it's not like any of those guys have stood out. And I think that's what makes it really hard. And then I keep on thinking about how much defense has been valued in all these conversations about catcher. And I think to myself, well, if you're like just settling on, hey, we may not get a lot offensively at a catcher unless Campy really, really steps forward offensively, then, you know, is the decision just, hey, you know, let's see what we got in Maldonado and Campy will start the year at Triple A. I think it's possible. So we'll see. But to me, Woodsy, that's like the tough one is like, man, are you just kind of content with, hey, you know, defense is what we're getting at catcher the best we can, and offensively it's going to be what it is. So we'll see.
Sam, we got to let you go. Have a good rest of your day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, Sam Levitt. We're going to check traffic, and then when we come back from traffic, we're going to give away those Padres tickets next here on 97.3 The Fan.
855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury. Here's Kelly Danick.
Traffic is sponsored by Homo Casino. Still a few things that might get in your way. A bit crash clearing on northbound 805 before Imperial. Also traveling on westbound 52 right at the south 805 connector ramp. There is a stalled truck in the center divide in the North County. Northbound side of the 5 just past the 76. There is a collision over the right shoulder and an accident over the right shoulder on south 15 just past Felicita. Hey players, things are about to get real here in San Diego with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort, where you can play your heart out and enjoy all the perks that come with it. Opening this summer, Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Learn more at HamulCasino.com. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Wood, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, exercise those dialing fingers now and call for a pair of tickets for the Padres-Guardians game on March 31st. Third caller is going to win. The first 40,000 fans in attendance will receive a Jackson Merrill bobblehead. You can get your own tickets now at padres.com/tickets. That's the first game following the opening series against the Braves on that Monday against the Cleveland Guardians.
Bro, that's a hot ticket. I mean, a hot ticket. A Merrill bobblehead, his first. I mean, that thing's going to be insane.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure the first series against the Braves is going to be packed.
Oh, yeah.
And then with that game on Monday against the Guardians being Jackson Merrill bobblehead, that's a 5 for 5 to start the season with big attendance numbers
big
for
time.
The Padres.
Yep.
The Thursday opening day will be, you know, sold out. And then you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday against the Braves. Those will be packed. Then a Monday bobblehead night. Wow, you're going to get off to a great start attendance-wise if you're the Padres through the first five games of 2025.
Yes, sir.
All right, I see people calling in. Paulie will pick up a winner during our top-of-the-hour break. And then when we come back, we will be joined by the legendary Steve Fisher, kind of our March tradition with the Aztecs heading to March Madness. We'll talk with Coach Fisher about Dutch's team and their chances against North Carolina today. We'll also have our biggest fan name announcement when we come back as well. So stay tuned for all of that as Ben and Woods continues on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.